WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, I was thinking about confidence the other day, that feeling of knowing your worth, rocking your decisions, and generally just owning the room. Sounds amazing, right? But let's be real, building confidence isn't always a walk in the park. It can feel like this elusive unicorn we chase but never quite catch. And honestly, the whole fake it till you make it thing? Not really my jam. Because true confidence doesn't come from pretending, it comes from knowing yourself deep down. That's what we're diving into today, building confidence through self-awareness and reflection. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to build a house without a solid foundation, right? Well, self-awareness is that foundation for true confidence. It's about understanding your strengths, weaknesses, values, and motivations. And once you have that blueprint, you can start building that unshakable sense of belief in yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. First up, embrace the power of introspection. Seriously, spend time getting to know yourself. Journaling, meditation, or even just quiet moments of reflection can do wonders. Ask yourself questions like, what am I truly passionate about? What makes me feel good? Where do I tend to fall short? Answering these honestly will give you valuable insights into your core values and beliefs. Next, identify your strengths. We all have them, even if they seem small. Maybe you're a fantastic listener, a creative problem solver, or an organized powerhouse. Recognizing your strengths helps build self-belief and motivates you to use those skills. And remember, strengths aren't just about being good at something, they're about what brings you joy and makes you feel fulfilled. Acknowledge your weaknesses. Now, this doesn't mean dwelling on them. It's about recognizing areas where you can grow and develop. Maybe public speaking isn't your forte, or you struggle with procrastination. Embrace these weaknesses as opportunities for learning and improvement. Remember, even the most confident people have things they are working on. Set realistic goals. Don't go from zero to hero overnight. Start small, celebrate your successes, and learn from your setbacks. This gradual approach builds confidence over time and prevents feelings of overwhelm. Think about it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't try to run the whole thing on day one. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and experiences setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself understanding and support. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about accepting your imperfections and striving to be the best version of yourself. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut doubting yourself even when you had every reason to believe in yourself? Let me tell you about this one time I was preparing for a big presentation at work. My ideas were solid, my research was top-notch, but anxiety started creeping in. That whispered in my ear. What if you mess up? What if they don't like your ideas? Sound familiar? I realized I needed to shift gears. Instead of fighting those negative thoughts, I took a step back and practiced some self-compassion. I acknowledged my fear but reminded myself that everyone gets nervous sometimes. I visualized myself delivering the presentation confidently and successfully. And guess what? It went amazing. My colleagues were engaged, they loved my ideas, and I felt proud of myself for overcoming that initial wave of doubt. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build confidence through self-awareness and reflection. Embrace introspection, identify your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, set realistic goals, and practice self-compassion. Remember, confidence isn't a destination, it's a journey. Each day is an opportunity to learn more about yourself, grow stronger, and believe in your abilities. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread the power of self-awareness and confidence together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.